This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Some $300 million is needed to cover the critical needs of 1.5 million Lebanese people and 400,000 migrant workers for the next 8 months, a top UN aid official said on Monday, launching the appeal amid galloping hyperinflation and the growing impoverishment of the country's workers. Deputy Special Coordinator, Resident and Humanitarian Coordinator for Lebanon, Najat Rochdi, told journalists that thousands of Lebanese were falling into poverty.
The country is in the middle of a phase of hyperinflation, eroding the value of the national currency, people's purchasing power, and what remains of their trust in their leaders and institutions.
Over the last 2 years, the price of food and beverages has increased by 670%, Ms. Rochdi said. Shops have also shut, no longer wanting to exchange their stocks for devalued currency, and unemployment is increasing exponentially. The UN aid official cited the disastrous impact of the Beirut port explosions in August last year as a key reason for the deterioration. Other contributing factors were the impact of the ongoing Syrian crisis and Lebanon's political deadlock that have fueled protests and blocked any possibility of meaningful reform and recovery, she said. For the first time in 10 years, UN humanitarian agencies have gained access to isolated Sudanese communities in the 5 non-governmental areas controlled by a non-state armed group in South Kordofan and Blue Nile states. The UN aid wing OCHA made the announcement at the weekend after a series of missions to the 5 enclaves, while renewed peace talks continue between the Government of Sudan and Sudan People's Liberation Movement North, SPLMN. These 5 areas have largely been cut off from support over the last decade, and the mission's findings indicated that people were in dire need of improved food security, education, health and water and sanitation services, OCHA said. It described the development as a breakthrough since gaining aid access to these communities has provided a critical opportunity to improve lives, rebuild livelihoods and provide life-saving assistance. Finally, an appeal to the Swiss authorities from a top UN-appointed independent rights expert to end nearly 3 years of almost complete isolation of a young offender that may violate the Convention Against Torture. In his call to the Confederation on Monday, Nils Melzer, who is a Swiss national and the Special Rapporteur on Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment, said that he was seriously concerned about the prisoner, identified only as Brian K. The 25-year-old detainee, known in Swiss media as Carlos, to protect his identity as a juvenile offender, has been held in Poschweiz prison since August 2018 after being convicted of assault without family visits or any interaction with other prisoners and very limited exercise when he reportedly remains handcuffed and chained. Such a long period of solitary confinement goes far beyond the maximum of 15 days permitted by the Nelson Mandela rules, Mr. Melzer said, referring to the United Nations standard minimum rules for the treatment of prisoners. The rights expert, who is in contact with the Swiss authorities, also noted that Brian K. suffers from attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which his treatment has made worse. He also tried to take his own life twice at the age of 16, deeply traumatized by the excessively repressive response of the authorities and demonization by the media, Mr. Melzer said, adding that traumatizing periods of prolonged solitary confinement and excessive use of restraints and medication had taken a huge toll on his physical and mental health. Daniel Johnson, UN News.